Welcome to 8-Bit Proof, 4 Guys, 1 Podcast.
Mammalar.
Can we,
I saw that video on XNXX.
I have an aside. I have an aside here. We just got to put this out there. The mispronunciations of Roger.
Mammalar is a pretty good one.
That one. Amular.
Amular.
Is it an Amular?
Oh, God.
He said Mammalar.
I want people to take note of Roger pronunciations and make note of them. I made note of 4 in the last episode.
We should have a contest where they write them all down and post them.
It would be awesome.
Get something.
We had right off the bat, it was mediocrity versus mediocrity. Like, mediocrity would be the real world.
And
we had
plethora.
Mediocrity.
Plethora was one, too.
No, it was like plethoria. I wrote that one down. Plethora versus plethora. That's what it was.
An excess of diarrhea.
Plethora versus plethora. We had deteriorated versus deteriorated.
Wow.
And then
you got very defecian. Technical.
Defecian was
defecian was a good one.
Oh, here we go. It's Kingdoms of Amular.
Amular. Okay. It's okay. We'll get there.
Amalur.
We'll work with you
with this. Amalur.
Amalur.
Kingdoms of
Amalur.
It's plethora Amalur. Of Amalur.
Amalur.
No.
There's a plethora of Amalur in there.
You know what? Francis, say the name of the game.
Kingdoms of Amalur.
Roger.
Kingdoms of Amalur.
I don't even
there's
know
a
how
U
say
in there.
Anymore.
Kingdoms just of Amalur.
I really don't know how to
there
say
there is
it.
A U.
Roger, say the name of this podcast.
8-Bit Proof.
That's right. Now introduce yourself.
I'm Roger.
I'm Corey.
I'm Susie.
I'm Handsome Joe.
All right, and we are all here. This is episode 7, right? Am I right?
So many episodes.
A lot of episodes. This is episode 7.
Yes.
And
so
I have confirmed that we are recording. So
all right, good.
Feel at ease.
Not a cold start, though, because everyone just heard our intro, right? Technically.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, technically. Upon further review, we have decided 8-Bit Proof does not do cold starts.
Flag on the play of last episode.
We tried.
Before we go any further, this podcast, as you guys all know, brought to you by BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazines for video games, TVs, movies. All things awesome. As you guys all know, this is how we start our show. We started off with a game. Since
a drinking game.
Roger's game went over so well last time, and since it requires the least amount of preparation, because we're all lazy fucks, we're going to do that again.
And I've been playing Borderlands like it's our jobs, or Assassin's Creed, or XCOM, or any other computer game that Francis plays.
Common X's, Creed, and Assassins,
tis the
Bordering
season.
Lands.
Yeah,
all
do.
Joe finished his bitter playthrough of Dishonored.
No, I didn't.
You didn't finish it?
No, I went back to Dishonored. I mean, I went back to Borderlands 2.
How far are you in Dishonored?
I don't know. You don't know what my mission is.
I have no idea. I'm in like a first
dudes?
City.
Is it the stabbing dudes mission?
You sneaking around yet?
I met some old
have you
lady.
Made a choice yet? Oh, the lady with the gentleman collars.
Speaking of choices, right, hold on. Before we get started with the game, I just wanted to point out, Roger bought the Telltale Walking Dead. And I just want to let you know, I don't know how far into it you are, but
I have not bought it yet.
Lots of choices.
I downloaded the demo.
Lots of choices.
Oh, you might not want to buy it, because it's literally all choices.
Oh, no.
Some of those choices are really, like, heart-wrenching, tough choices to make, and your story will be different, and that doesn't sound like a Leone-friendly game.
Yeah. But unless it's good.
It's very good.
If it's good, then yeah.
Oh, someone's popular.
And there it is.
Whoa, blowing up the podcast.
Sorry.
Well, Kirkman is.
I'm kind of a big
a
deal.
Part of it. Kirkman has a lot to do with the story writing. So.
Does he? Good
so
for him.
It is good, but I
Bob
don't think
Kirkman got to keep money coming in, bro.
Is that the creator? Robert Kirkman.
Of yes.
The
one.
Yes.
Okay, some you. Of us know that yes. kind of stuff. Francis, why don't you just play with your iPad?
Roger.
Him.
Whoa,
and
thank you.
Thank you.
Giggity.
He had an artist that helped him create it too. I forget
someone
his name.
Someone did draw
Charlie
comic,
Adlard.
Yeah.
Was that the first artist?
I don't know.
Adler. Yeah.
No, he wasn't the first
was
artist.
The first,
the first
one?
Artist was different.
I don't know. I know he's on the trades now. That's all I know.
Yeah, he's the new one, but there was a guy that did the first five
Cliff Rathburn
issues.
Or something
who
like that, right?
Yeah, Cliff something.
Who him and
was
Robert...
Cliff Rathburn, I think.
I'll confirm that in a couple of seconds.
Trying to envision the trades as I sat on the
if
toilet.
I'm right, Francis, you got to beej me.
What?
Give me the handy.
Oh, beej.
Just a hand?
That's for your beej.
Okay. Tony Moore is the guy's name. Robert Kirkman Francis. And Tony Moore. And, like, Robert Kirkman and Tony Moore were, like, in arguments because Walking Dead blew up. And Tony Moore is probably like, I left, and now I'm not getting any of this money.
I want it back.
He's probably upset.
I made bad decisions.
Yeah.
It's an ex-girlfriend, and he's like, I loved you.
All right, speaking of bad decisions,
come back to me.
Roger, tell us how to play this game.
We're playing Select Difficulty?
Yes.
Pretty simple. Two questions. Randomized pairings. So let's say for the sake of directions, I am paired with Joe. I ask Joe an easy and a difficult question. He gets them both right. I do two shots. He gets them both wrong. He does two shots. If he gets one right, he gets one wrong, we both do one shot. It's going to be an easy question and a difficult question. Pretty simple. The point of the game is to get lubricated.
Oh, yeah. Lubricate me.
All right, take it away, man.
Lubricate my rectum.
So I'm
paired
random.
With Susie, right?
I just said for this. I do you want me to be paired with Joe?
I do.
I'll be paired. Okay. No, Corey and Susie.
No, I just said I was paired.
No.
I thought you were
that's
paired
fine,
with Joe.
That's fine.
We are.
Okay.
We are.
We're Corey.
Paired. What did
we're
I miss?
Paired like two Bluetooth devices.
Corey is paired with Francois, and I am paired with Joseph.
Right. I am so not. What is that?
Francis. You know what?
Joe, can I pour you a glass of whiskey?
Yes, no problem.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to drink it whether I win, lose, or any other.
Draw?
Whether I draw a picture.
Anybody get that reference?
Yes, we're going to let Corey and Francis go first, and I just rolled a die, and Francis picked five, and it rolled on five, so Francis is going first. So Francis,
what did you just do?
Do you want to ask?
He rolled a nine-sided die and got a six.
Just live in the illusion.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to ask him his difficult question first or his easy question first?
This is a hard question.
A hard question to Corey?
Or an easy. Do you want to ask him the easy question or the hard question first?
I'll ask him the hard question first. Actually, they're both mediums.
Don't I get to choose
hard,
that?
Wasn't it? Next, this might be hard.
Corey,
give me the difficult question first.
Here we go. He likes a slap in the face.
What is?
Somehow we should incorporate a slap in the face
in
this game.
Slap shot. That's a different game.
I think every game.
We'll play
have
that
a slap
next time.
Face.
So there is a massively multiplayer online role playing game out called Rift.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome.
There's an expansion coming out in November. What is that expansion called?
Mists of Pandaria.
That's World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I know.
I knew that.
It's awful.
Did you say Mists of
Pandaria?
Pandaria.
I don't know. I'm just going to drink.
Storm Legion.
World of Turdcraft.
I never would have got that.
Right. That's the hard one.
Storm Legion.
Storm Legion.
Mists of Pandaria.
Oh, bottoms up, chum.
It's warm.
Come with some pail.
Bottoms up, chumly.
All right. Give me the easy one, and I'm going to be pissed off.
What is your favorite weapon in Borderlands 2?
That's not an objective
question.
It's an
open-ended question.
No, it has to be an objective question.
Yeah, it needs an answer.
You fucker.
And he can't have a favorite weapon right now because he's not maxed out.
And he barely plays it.
I'm not allowed to have a favorite
You're
weapon.
You're not.
Let's see here. I really didn't have an easy question lined up. What is the company in Borderlands 2 that when you reload the gun it explodes?
Oh, come on.
Wow,
now.
If you don't know that, you
no way.
Oh, no, come on.
Okay, it's not.
Come on.
It's not Hyperion.
Nope.
It's not Malowyn.
It's not.
Doll.
Take a shot.
Fuck. Really?
Take a shot.
The fuck out of here. Tedior.
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 That was.
Tedior.
It was presumptive of me. I remember Dahl, and I just shouted it out like an asshole.
Dahl is burst fire.
Was that an easy one? Was that
yeah,
fair?
That was easy.
That was
it should have been
elementary.
Right, it was easy for a man who played the game.
I'm not going to hold that against you.
All right.
I may up my difficult question, though.
Okay, that's
You're
fine.
Clearly going to get my easy question.
Clearly.
Do you want the,
there we go.
Let me take the shot.
Drink your shot, bitch.
Hey, how do we decide the winner of this game?
We all lose.
Oh, yeah.
We all agreed on that. This is not one of those games we play for listeners.
Everyone loses when it comes to asking difficult questions.
Actually, Susie might get my hard one.
Will he ever?
You don't say.
I hope not.
Want to make fuck berserk. Francis opening an invitation, huh?
Are you ready for my hard one?
If he doesn't take it, I will.
I got to stretch it out a little. Hold on.
Do you want my soft one first or my hard one?
Oh, let's go with the soft one first. Let's warm it up. Let's loosen the
gurgle. It's like a wind. It's got a windsock thing going.
Gurgle. Let's just loosen it up first.
All right.
Gurgle.
What id FPS shooter, or FPS, that's redundant. What id FPS series featured the Super Shotgun and the BFG?
Doom.
Come on.
Two. And the Super Shotgun.
Well, it was series, so Doom was fine.
Thanks.
Good job, Francis.
You're welcome.
Do
so
I have
Corey
to
has
take
to
a
do
shot?
A shot. Yeah, you got it right.
Fuck, that's three shots.
Failure is not an option.
We know who's going to get saucy halfway through this podcast.
Yeah, don't expect me to work this soundboard very well tonight.
Can't wait to bring up Assassin's Creed 3 then.
I'm going to abstain from any conversation with you about Assassin's Creed 3. I don't want to be told my opinion's wrong again.
Who's talking here? Who's talking?
Three shots. Fuck. Just drink the shot.
Did you take it?
Oh, say your piece.
Oh, should we get him a puke bucket?
No.
Just in case?
You might have to get me one.
You can run out the door.
No. Should I take my headphones off of this then? Oh, he's got the hard question for
puking.
You now.
I'm not puking, unless I have to take this too. In the early 1980s, what American company nearly destroyed Nintendo altogether when they sued the company for millions of dollars for trademark infringement?
Oh, I hope you know this.
If he knows this, I'm going to shit.
No idea.
Francis, come on, Francis. Take a swing.
You
know
this?
Wait.
Yes. No. Who? You shut the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, so the company that...
Do I still sound like an asshole?
Sued Nintendo.
I had to answer in like 5 seconds. Come on. Let him hurry up and get it wrong.
Copyright infringement?
Yes.
Trademark infringement.
What was this? Trademark?
Sega of America? No.
Five.
No, that's no, a I have no idea. Answer. I have no idea. Atari.
All right.
Atari?
No.
Tengen. No. Atari's wrong, too.
Tengen.
No, you're wrong, too.
What? It wasn't Tengen?
You're thinking ahead. You're thinking of the whole Tetris thing. No, it was Universal.
Fuck them.
Universal Studios for Donkey Kong. They claimed that it was they had King Kong trademarked and they couldn't use Kong. Oh, it was
stupid.
It was thrown out of court.
Stupid.
Oh God. I'm gonna enjoy this non-shot.
Boom, Francis. Good
Yay.
Job. Put some hair on your chest.
Nice job.
Put some hair.
You're
on
a
your
chaser.
Put
some
hair on your ears, Francis.
Hair unlocked.
Oh, it's so hot.
All right, you two.
A
go.
Construct.
O-Kart does not go down smooth.
Yes,
O-Kart goes down so smooth, Francis.
Smooth.
It's like
smooth.
Jamaican,
like syrup.
Jamaican water.
I got whiskey over here. Do you want this?
Yeah, do you want Jameson, Francis?
It's all jokes.
Well, hey, somebody got a shirt out
Everyone's
of that.
Everyone's got some
Garth
jokes.
Garth Ennis got a shirt.
Everyone's got jokes.
All right.
Jokes
for Francis. So, Joe can go first.
Joe's scrambling.
Do you
on
have
the
any
internet.
Questions?
I am scrambling for questions. All right,
I'll go first.
No, I have. If I okay. drink, I'm going to drink, and then I'll be even worse off trying to find questions. Okay. So they're both going to be comic book infused questions, but they're both going to be hard because they're both going to be about Marvel shit.
No.
They do have to be easy.
Oh.
We need to agree that the easy one's
well,
easy.
Well, they're both easy.
Because you guys agreed my easy one was
they're
easy,
both
and I
easy.
Still fucked it up.
They're both really easy, but okay. without a mediocre knowledge of Marvel comic books, you might find them difficult.
All right, go ahead.
All right. The first one is going to be, you know what? I'm going to leave it open for interpretation. You don't know if it's hard or easy. Just answer it. Okay? How's that sound?
Okay.
In the comic book Kick-Ass, the
yes.
secret identity of Kick-Ass is whom?
You read
really?
Kick-Ass.
Dave Lesniewski. I don't even have to have it in front of me. I'm just looking at the cover of Kick-Ass.
You recommended Kick-Ass.
Come
to
on.
Me.
Make your hard one easy.
Oh, Jesus.
Was that the easy one?
That was probably the hard one.
Well, if it's been a while since you've read it. But
that
name.
Was the hard
hey,
one. Technically.
Here's a hard one. Who's the secret identity of Batman?
Wow.
So, you know that
Roger.
Wow. Which Batman are we talking about?
Batman
are we talking about Batman Beyond?
Batman from Deus Ex.
That was I'll give you that being the hard one.
Adam Jensen.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'll take it.
These aren't arguments.
That was the hard one. And in honor of Iron Man 3 approaching.
What the hell?
Iron Man.
I don't know anything about Iron Man.
I'm so sorry. You know comic books, don't you?
Yeah,
don't you know
Iron
comic
Man,
books, sir?
Not Iron Man.
Sir.
No, I want to know.
Sir, do you know comic books, sir?
I do, but not Iron
sir.
Man.
Sir.
Yes.
Comic books, sir.
Okay.
If he asks
very
what I think he's going to ask, it's an easy question.
Very elementary.
That shot.
One of the original enemies of Iron Man, sporting the 10 rings, Chinaman. Who is this man?
Oh, I don't know that. I have no
what?
Idea.
What?
I
fucking
That's
know what
tough.
You're talking
Hal
about.
Hal Jordan.
For Christ's sake, it's Mandarin. He's like his first enemy.
I thought you were going to ask who the enemy was.
Mandarin.
In Iron Man
it's Mandarin.
Well, I don't know that
no
much
idea
about
who
Mandarin.
That is.
Come on, Francis. You read Invincible Iron Man.
I did. I don't know idea who Mandarin is.
What do you not know either of those?
It
makes me feel
let's
terrible.
To take two shots in a row.
I hope.
It makes me
I
feel
hope.
Terrible.
I hope.
It makes me feel awful what I just did to you.
I hope. All right.
Be a man and ask him something you know he's going to get right so you take a third shot like me.
Yeah,
don't
okay.
be scared.
Be a
Why
man.
Don't you ask me two questions that are legitimately hard
yeah,
and one legitimately
yeah.
No,
ball
I'm
sack,
okay.
All
right. Be a man. Your
Unlocked.
First question
I'm
is
ready.
A difficult question, which I...
Pythagorean theorem.
Robert De Niro is an actor.
He is.
Correct.
What was
Do you
Robert
drink?
De Niro's first movie role,
Matt Damon.
Which Ooh. Was premiered in 1963?
Oh, that's older than I thought it was going to be. Is he a child actor?
Don't ask me. No, he was 20.
You don't have to answer any extra questions.
It wasn't Taxi Driver.
It
no.
was not. You're right.
No, well. Yeah.
And then I don't know. That's the earliest movie I saw him in. Bottoms up, chums.
It was the Wedding Party.
Oh, pfft, the Wedding Party?
Yeah.
That star like Julia Roberts and
no, it was.
What are you talking about? She was a sperm inside of her dad's balls.
It was Robert.
It was Raging Bull.
Robert prequel. De Niro and Jill Clayburgh.
Yeah, I bet she was a. I bet she was a good lay.
All right, dish some questions out to Redbeard.
All right, now
just gave him my two questions.
Now your easy
oh, yeah,
question.
Right.
What is the title
drunk
of the first Walking Dead trade paperback?
Was that your tough one or your easy?
That's
one?
That's the easy one.
That's easy?
What was the question?
Was it No Way Home?
Dude, I asked him an
is that,
id question.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No.
No, that's a
Days Gone
one.
By.
Wow.
Days Gone By, whatever it was.
Oh, whatever.
It was a vicious.
I'll drink twice. Cheers, homie.
Vicious competition here.
Nobody's even asking easy questions. I asked him about fucking right. Doom. I feel like an asshole now for asking him about Doom.
Let's just do hard.
So, we weren't are we all sufficiently lubricated?
I am.
So,
yeah. I've got
drunk.
I've got three alcoholic beverages in me in a span of 18 minutes.
Good. So I think we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with you in a few short seconds.
I'm going
to
miss you guys.
Oh, Francis, you can give me a handy in the bathroom after I'm done peeing.
No, Corey offered me his hard one, so.
Well. Now it's time for life advice from 8-Bit Proof.
Use lemon juice to remove rust stains on clothes. Simply soak the rust stain with real lemon juice and place the article in direct sunlight. In a few hours, the stain will be gone, or at least reduced in size.
And this has been Life Advice by 8-Bit Proof.
Welcome back. We're back here at 8-Bit Proof. And today's
back.
Topic, I'm going to kick it to Corey to tell you what we're doing on this podcast.
All right.
It's very enlightening.
Topic
it's publicly
of
today. Serviceable.
Ah, look at that, segueing. All right, topic of today's podcast is a public service announcement, which we all grew up with, starting with G.I. Joe, Smokey the Bear.
Real American heroes.
Yeah, knowing's half the battle. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Knowing is half the blowjob.
Does anybody know who is responsible for the modern PSA?
Yeah, the ad council.
Hey, look at that. Knowing shit.
Nobody's going to know why I know that.
You're a genius.
All right.
Roger, is it the Humane Society? For criminal cruelty to children?
Does anybody know what the ad council was originally called?
The Propaganda War Council.
The War Ad Council.
Boom.
Close enough. Close.
Yeah. And they
hey, did you know that in... Oh, never mind.
Are they responsible for Rosie the River there?
Yes.
Was it
are they?
Yes.
Verdunken! I support them.
All right, well, after the war was over, they started World War II. After the war was over, they turned to domestic issues, such as, like, forest fires, donating
rape.
Blood, drinking, driving, rape.
Being a communist.
Did you say
sure.
raining blood?
They rained blood.
We're talking about Slayer?
All right, so...
Slayer.
True or false? Joe.
False.
The FCD... Wow.
I am false.
The FCC false mandated that in the 1970s that all TV stations dedicate a certain amount of time to positive moral messages.
Do we have to teach people things on this podcast?
I want to...
necessary.
He said it's obviously going to be true. Why would you ask me for... Why would we so intricate
it's false,
of a question?
It's false, Buck Stick. Take that drink.
Fuck
oh,
you!
Oh,
why would you
is.
Make such an intricate question just to change one small piece of it? I bet it was a half an hour, you prick.
No, it wasn't any time. Yeah. The FCC never mandated that all individual stations dedicate time to PSAs, but they did mandate that all these stations prove that they were broadcasting in the public interest, which is more or vague as fuck. So...
That does seem pretty subjective.
Well, that's the FCC. They keep it vague so they can do what they want. But, like...
Whiskey.
That made me laugh.
Like one week you can say cock, and the next week you can't say vagina.
Well, if you're speaking
you
about it in
cock.
Medical terms, you could say cock.
You couldn't
doctor,
even
his
say
cock
pregnant.
Is smashed the fuck up right now.
You couldn't even say pregnant back then.
You had to say with child.
But either way, a lot of the easy way out for a lot of these TV stations was just to comply with these F not the
well,
FCC
why wouldn't they?
So, well, that coupled with public pressure from, like, MAD and SAD and all the other ads. And
What's SAD stand for? I know what MAD stands for, but what's SAD stand for?
Sisters Against Deep Dickin'.
Is that true?
No,
it's not true, but it's cool.
I think it's... well, let me give you this.
It's Students right. Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah.
Yes. Too late because it was at the actual one. They began to self-regulate themselves, and it started with, like, ABC. They began to mandate that all their TV shows have a certain amount of time dedicated to positive moral messages, so they started things like the Very Special episode.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
We all know it's TGIF had special episodes every once in a while.
Yeah, everyone was one of the characters was addicted to drugs, like on Full House. Yeah.
Hey, are we?
Who was addicted to drugs on Full House?
Hey, wait.
The skinny one, the weird neighbor.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Wait.
Oh yeah,
Gibbler was a jerk.
Remember the Saved by the Bell episode where Jesse was addicted to fucking the speed pills so she wouldn't go to sleep?
Exactly.
Gibbler was like, Jesse, you can't do that.
Well, they would. The writers could either dedicate a whole show to it, or they could add bumpers at the end, like G.I. Joe did. To like, you know, buff up a short episode.
Even though Mark Paul Gloster fucking snorted lines of coke and got in a car accident.
Dude, didn't Bob Saget joke that he smashed Gibbler because she was
a
fucking
chunk
of
her
ass?
Yeah.
Did he fuck Gibbler in the ass?
He said to give her a thumbs up in the asshole.
Yeah, I bet Bob Saget did do it.
All right, well, either way, we're going
to... Stop it.
We're going to...
Stop. Stop it. It's a joke. Stop it.
Joke.
Stop it. I never did that. I gave her anal. Stop it.
Am I wrong in saying that didn't the youngest... Not the youngest. The middle chick on Full House, didn't she get addicted to heroin?
Yeah.
I'm sure. How could
she
have not?
She did that No Pants Dance show in Canada for a while. She was hot as fuck.
She was.
DJ.
No, not DJ.
DJ's the older one.
Stephanie. Stephanie.
She was. She still is.
How rude.
She's a junkie.
No.
She's like a junkie. She's like a meth head.
That was the Olsen twins that said the how rude thing.
Yeah, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen both.
No, the middle chick said how rude.
No, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen said how wooed.
They were babies.
Yeah. Babies
in the
that's all
of
they
it.
Could say.
That was their line.
Somebody vindicate me. I swear to fuck. I didn't even
this
watch
is just,
that
this
show.
This is goosebumps all over again.
This is a waste of time.
There's
pods to be casted
I
here.
Gave you credit for that.
Hey, listen, how about we set up an impromptu slap shot here? Roger, when I give
hold
you the
on.
Go,
oh,
you
here
slap
we go.
Corey in the face.
Full House.
Oh, whoa.
Hold on.
If I'm right, I get slapped in the, or you get slapped in the face. And if you're right, I get slapped in the face.
I want Roger to slap you in the face.
No,
I
want to
be involved with
somebody
because I know that
Roger will crack his neck.
That Stephanie said how rude.
No, it wasn't Stephanie. It was the babies.
No,
it
wasn't. It
was Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, goddammit.
No, it wasn't.
You never watched the How Rude.
I know. I never watched the show and I still
know.
How
would you know?
Okay.
I never watched the show and I still fucking know.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Who said it? Jody
Sweetin.
Hold
on. I'm looking.
Jody. Who said it?
Slap in his face. Slap him right in his face.
Boom! Jody, the middle child, Steph, whatever you want to call her. She said it, not the fucking twin.
I'm going to man up. Do it. Give me a 75% slap.
Okay.
No,
you ready?
Remember the time you almost turned your head around 360 degrees?
You got it, dude.
But you deserve that one because you lost.
You deserve this one because you're wrong and you were so
just
adamant.
Do it.
You know who never watched the show? Me, and I still knew this.
Why are you looking at me like you're going to fight me?
Because I'm going to slap you. You ready?
Hold on. I'm going to say one thing that will make him slap me good enough. The fighting mechanics in Assassin's Creed 3 are the same as the first two.
No, that just makes you seem like an idiot.
Francis.
No, they are.
Francis, answer Reed. Thank you.
It doesn't matter. You're still wrong. You ready?
Yeah.
Move the mics down a little bit.
Dude,
I
wind
the
wind
mics.
Up. You got to wind up.
You ready?
No, yep. Yeah. More than more.
This is for not knowing anything about Full House. Move that mic.
That was a bitch ass slap.
He
slapped the microphone when he slapped
you. Roger gave you a 75%
slap. Roger gave you a palmful.
All right, so this episode we're going to be fucking on a ton of PSAs that we grew up with. So someone gets to choose the topic here because I have a huge list of PSAs.
Well, how are we
going to PSA for button mashing?
Don't mash buttons. How are we going to choose a topic if we
don't
know what the topic
buttons.
Pool is?
Okay.
Don't put button mashing in the trash.
All right,
fluorescent lights, button batteries.
Our PSA topics are retarded people.
Retarded people, retarded people, retarded people, retarded people. I was going to ask if I could say retarded at all in this book. I want to say retarded so bad.
You have to listen. These are all
okay,
really
go
good.
Ahead.
Retarded
people. Retarded people. Let's do that one.
Child molestation.
No.
And Roger, the only one that laughs like a belly laugh.
We can't do that one.
Guns.
That's
I
acceptable.
Agree.
Crack.
That's I love crack.
just drugs generically.
Yeah,
that's
crack
more
true.
Crack is more attractive.
This is your brain on drugs. We all remember those.
Crack's still the winner.
Another crack one.
Crack. I love crack.
Don't swim during a thunderstorm. don't ride with strangers. This is don't do what a stranger says. Be careful around frozen ponds.
I still am so hung up on retards.
Marijuana. Another marijuana one. A bunch of marijuana ones. There's a couple of really good marijuana ones.
I think we should either start with retardation
let's start at the top.
Or child molestation.
Okay, let's go child molestation.
Yes.
There's two different child molestation ones.
I want the one that's going to make us feel the most uncomfortable.
Both. Okay. Well, there's one by...
God.
They're both cartoons.
Yes. One of them is by Jerry Sandusky.
One.
Hey, kids. If you hear a rhythmic slap, slap, slapping in a shower... Just knock
it.
And come on in.
All right. What is
bring candy.
One is from Sonic the Hedgehog, and one is from He-Man.
He-Man.
Okay. Then do
He-Man all
one.
Day.
Why is He-Man talking about child molestation?
Look at his hair.
Yeah, let's find
Look
out.
Look at the bowl cut.
Look at what he's wearing.
He's wearing a loincloth. He shouldn't be within 20 yards of a child.
The end of this PSA is the best.
It right. better be.
If you
Sharon,
want me to pause
it. I
want to
talk to you about something that's very personal.
It's not just okay, before
you
I keep
can't
going,
really talk over it.
It's not just He-Man. It's Orko is standing in the background and She-Ra is right next to him.
I had an Orko action figure.
So did I. Did you have the pole thing? You'd pull out and you'd spin around? Yeah, that shit too.
I had She-Ra.
Well, he's here to talk to you about molestation.
Oh boy.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong. Anybody who tries it. It's not that
Orko is ready to fuck up anyone that molests children, by the way. He's throwing
punches. Anyone who tries it!
So, it's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed.
Okay, He-Man, you're right. What if He-Man touched you that way?
Well, He-Man is pointing right at the screen, like very accusatory.
Don't touch me, He-Man!
My quick question is, like, we know He-Man is against child molestation, but what do you think Prince Adam thinks about it?
He might. Let's hear what He-Man has to say.
Okay.
He's almost done.
Under your teacher or counselor or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
What? Why did they just go there?
That's who you're supposed to tell, your minister or rabbi or teacher.
Prince Adam is definitely gone wrist deep.
If you get fingered, tell your rabbi.
Because we know He-Man is just railing the fuck out of Teela.
So, is he ever?
You know he doesn't have time to bang out little boys.
She's comfortable with the way he touches her body.
Yeah.
If anyone touches your body.
Skeletor fucking Skull Mountain or wherever he lives.
All right, well, Roger chose He-Man Skeletor child molestation.
Skeletor's out there fapping in a corner.
Yeah.
I
just want to find myself
ooh,
a nice girl.
I was desperately searching for something with Skeletor in it.
Hello, kids.
Just want to find myself He-Man. A nice girl.
Prince Adam, perhaps you should put three fingers in there.
Don't smoke crack, He-Man. All right. So
I want retards so bad.
So we're not gonna shit on this anymore?
We have a lot to go through.
All right, hey, good.
Okay.
What program is this from?
Okay, this is from Sonic Says. This is on ABC. This was the Saturday morning Sonic cartoon. Voiced by Jaleel White from Family Guy.
Urkel!
So Urkel's going to tell us all about child molestation.
As Sonic
I can't wait, I thought it was mental retards.
Oh, yeah, this is as Susie called it, mental retards.
What's
differently abled, Francis.
It's polite and mean at the same time.
All right, well, before we get started, I just want to say...
He got himself a ring before he went into it.
There's these... In the video, there's sloths, and they're slow, and slow is clearly a euphemism for
retardation.
Retarded. So when they say, slow, they're really saying, retarded, like they're dragging it out.
Are you some kind of retard?
Ready? There's a group of people walking by, and Tails cannot let go how slow they are.
Special to offer. You are standing in quicksand.
Right. Oh, those fucking sloths are retarded.
We're talking about Jaleel White as Sonic the Hedgehog
like
and how
it.
Awful
yeah.
it is.
The person, there's a sloth that comes out and points out that Tails is sinking in quicksand. And the sloth can't dress himself. His clothes are hanging off him.
And he talks very slowly.
Well,
what a dick.
Listen,
no one appreciates
this
that.
This is the advice that he gives Tails to get out of the quicksand.
Quicksand?
Doesn't sound like quicksand.
Slowly and you'll be okay.
So basically he's saying retards
if
move
you
slowly.
Were
so
a retard.
They're vulnerable to quicksand.
Well,
never get stuck.
He tells Tails that if he moves retardedly, he can get out of the quicksand.
Hey, I work with plenty of people that try that very same tactic to get out of work every day. Act like you're retarded.
Maybe Dr. Robotnik should have got a retard gun for Sonic.
It's a sloth gun, all right?
That may have helped him out.
It's a differently abled gun.
We're doing another molestation?
We're doing another molestation.
Yes, who's doing this one?
I can't believe you guys haven't heard this
one.
All right.
Is Sonic doing molestation?
Yeah.
Molly, molestation.
This is so good. You got to give this the credit it deserves.
There's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like.
But
wrong.
There
but
are
not
a
around
lot of things better than that.
I like hugs.
Not around the penis by a man's ass cheeks.
If someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable,
Urkel telling me
that's
this is just
no
awkward.
Good.
That's no good.
I always felt like Urkel would try to touch a child in an inappropriate place. He's like giving him the heads up like, hey, you can trust me, but if I try to touch you that way, no worries. It's just me.
It's cool.
His announcement that that's no good seems really like, that's like a really light thing to say about molestation. It's no good.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure a couple of people told Jerry Sandusky, that's no good.
He probably heard that PSA and was like, you know what? Jaleel White, kind of wishy-washy on the subject. I think I'm going to go with my first inclination. Here, little boys.
Balls
rhythmic, slap, 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 slap.
You know what's no good? Losing a button on your pants.
Yeah, that's
no good. Molestation? Yeah. That fucking sucks.
That's terrible.
That's a pretty bad situation.
That's a bad day.
Punishable offense.
No one has the right to touch you if you don't want them to. So what do you do?
Unless it's a stripper.
First,
yeah, grab and tug.
If it's a stripper, it's a different story.
Most important, you gotta tell someone you trust.
Like your rabbi.
Like your parents.
What if the person you tell is another molester?
Exactly. Exactly. That's something Sonic never covers. What if the guy who just fucked me in the ass is my minister or a rabbi?
Or what if the guy's Robert Paterno?
Is this always
Is it Robert Paterno?
No, Joe Paterno.
Joe Paterno, sorry.
Who the fuck are you getting Robert from?
I'm sorry I don't have my molester fucking lexicon down.
Get your sex offender registry out, goddammit, guy.
Let's not slander Robert Paterno out there. Paterno, sorry.
This is Robert Paterno, someone going,
like, what the fuck, guy? How does he know? How does that guy know about them kids?
All right, we're going to...
I don't tell anybody, not bury those kids.
We're going to move on to something that we're all familiar with. We all know this.
Strippers?
Shh, titties.
G.I. Joe. It's G.I. Joe.
Red meat and titties?
It's G.I. Joe.
My two favorite
your
things.
Brain. Oh, this is heroin.
Who was it? Rachel Lee
Cook?
Which,
by the way, this is Rachel Lee Cook before she's all that fame.
This is what happens to your brain after snorting.
I would scramble my eggs all over her chin.
You can snort heroin?
Of course you can.
Really?
Isn't it a
powdery substance?
Weren't you at the Halloween party?
I heard that you can.
Wait, you can snort heroin? I thought heroin was the one you put in a spoon and like...
I'm sure you can do heroin lots a of number things. Of ways.
Wow. Hey, man, that's something for you to consider
See?
Tonight.
This PSA taught me something I wouldn't know. Right, now I can go to the back alley and snort heroin and fuck the shit out of Rachel Lee Cook.
Ugh. In it's ways that would make a child molester shrug.
She's got an aggressive streak.
Would you like it to be
aggressive?
I bet you in this PSA she looked hot as fuck doing this.
She really does.
Yeah.
But she tears apart this guy's house.
You've never seen it?
No.
What the fuck?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
All right, so what subject do you guys want to cover next? We got crack. We have crack.
Crack is the best.
We have crack.
Let's do one of crack. We'll save the other crack for later.
We have two cracks.
We have two bumps of crack.
We have crack.
We'll do the first bump now.
We have
crack. I'll give you some. Just wait here. I'll be right back. Hand me the money.
We have crack and we have crack cocaine. Which one do you guys want
crack
to
crack cocaine is much better.
The same. The crack cocaine.
I'm learning so much stuff right now. Like, I didn't know any. I didn't know crack and cocaine could be combined into one marvelous drug.
Well, according
crack
to.
Crack is cocaine, you fool.
According
is
to.
Is it?
Wait,
yes.
Wait, let's listen.
Baking soda and cocaine in a dish, and they bake it, and it cracks when you start to cook it. That's why they call it crack, because it cracks and cracks and crack, crack.
I thought crack was its own special drug.
No. Cocaine and baking soda cutter. Come on,
that
bro.
That sounds dangerous.
No, they put cocaine in baking soda, they cook it, and when it dries out,
This is for our listeners.
This is what it does at work.
All right, well, let's
just
have
like
it,
meth.
Let's have it explained to us by the 90s own Pee Wee Herman.
Oh!
Because not only
he hasn't jacked off in public before.
Not only...
Hey, kids!
What does that have to do with drugs?
I'm pretty sure he was on crack when he did that.
Well, there's nothing...
Not only is he's dressed exactly like Pee Wee Herman in this PSA... He's got the gray on. All right,
this stuff's awesome.
He's very serious. Hold on. Load up. Here we go. Here we go. Special public service. This is very serious. Dress. Just a light on Pee Wee Herman.
Is he in jail?
He's in a dark room.
This is not a child molestation.
Oh my God.
Did they go pee? Is crack.
Is it Paul Rubens? Is it Paul Rubens?
Paul Rubens.
How does he know?
He's holding up a little vial of crack, by the way.
How does he think it was actually crack?
And where did he get it?
It's crack.
He got it from just off camera, I think.
Do you think it was actually crap, though? Crack, though?
Yeah, you know they smoked it right
out. Wait, quick aside. Listen. Okay, so you just said crack is cocaine with baking powder.
Listen.
What's crank?
This is
a movie
crack.
With
crank is a movie about adrenaline.
Isn't there a drug called crank?
Dude, you're talking nicknames.
Wikipedia. You
maybe
have
it's, maybe
you.
It's fucking speed or something.
Dude,
like that. Speed's like meth.
Pee-wee's got a message. Let's listen to him.
Wow, this is crack.
Or cool or kid stuff.
What?
It's the most addictive kind of cocaine.
And it's fucking
all
awesome.
Other kind of cocaines are okay.
Dude, it's fucking
but not
awesome.
Crack cocaine.
Guys, this stuff is the shit.
It'll kill you.
What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes.
What?
So every time
kill
you
so you
it,
just do a lot of it and hope for the best.
Oh, that's
it
awesome.
Worth it.
That's a rush.
Unfortunately, it's really fucking expensive.
I wish you guys could see this right now because he's dressed just like Pee-wee.
A red tie.
Take him serious like that.
He is Pee-wee. Like it's Pee-wee doing it. He's, so you got to.
He's right in the camera, dressed exactly like Pee-wee. Like if someone screamed the magic word right now, he would lose his shit.
Like if I was
crack's the word of the day.
If I was on the fence about doing crack, and a video of Pee-wee Herman dressed up as Pee-wee Herman came on and told me not to do crack.
Hey. If Cowboy Curtis
not,
came on,
help.
Cowboy Curtis
help.
Would totally throw him off right
this
now.
This is crack.
Oh my God, I said crack, it's a magic word!
How awesome would it be if like those types of PSAs were popular today and like Liam Neeson did one? He's like, I don't know who you are, but if you
don't
do cocaine, I will find you.
Right, there's 20 seconds left.
I will kill you.
I can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes.
We know, I accidentally
What's really bad is this stuff is fucking awesome.
It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool.
He's dressed just
I don't want to be cool.
Doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
You could be dead wrong.
And then the camera fades with him just staring into the camera. Just
I think I remember that. I think I remember being sufficiently like creeped out
just
as a child.
Just if you look real closely, you can see that he's taking
not
the crack out
crack.
Of the
And then there's a little picture of crack.
Eating
just
it.
A picture of a vial of crack.
Oh, so that's what I go get.
Just don't even try it.
Don't even try it. This is what it looks like, and I know we can get it, but don't even try it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being Pee-wee Herman not doing crack, 10 being Pee-wee Herman doing crack, on a bi-weekly basis.
You
every
saw
day.
The movie Blow. Okay. What would you say?
How do you think he could muster up the ability to be excited for the secret word of the day? Maybe he didn't do crack cocaine, because that's the most addictive kind of crack, according to Pee-wee.
He just did regular old coke.
But yeah, just regular old...
Do you think Pee-wee Herman did more than just, like, marijuana or something like that?
I bet Pee-wee Herman did enough crack to kill a horse.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Pee-wee knew exactly how much it takes.
I know my limits.
The real problem is... Nobody knows how much it takes, except for me, because I was fucking that close.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here at 8-Bit Proof, Episode 7, PSA, topic at hand.
All right, when I say PSA, what's the first thing that pops in your head from childhood?
G.I. Joe.
Exactly.
American Hero.
All right, so we're going to do a couple of G.I. Joe
penis
PSAs.
Sex alert.
Oh, I was going to say that. Shut up.
What? Penis sex alert?
I was going to say penis sex anus, but alert's
what?
Fine. What are you what? Talking about? Bing. Your mom's a whore.
I'll take you to her.
All strangers always have glasses and a hat and a trench coat, too.
You know what would have been more awesome if Wild Bill just, instead of stopping and talking to the kid, just shot the fuck out of the car. Killed the guy brutally in front of the kid.
Look at, wow, who dropped their mic?
Way to go, Roger.
The jackass with the camera who just disconnected all of us.
Every time I die, I drop a microphone.
Nice hat.
Are you back now? You got your mic?
I'm good.
All right, now let's discuss Wild Bill's...
Wild
insanely
mustache.
Sexy mustache.
Sexy adventure.
It is Movember.
Who is Wild Bill?
Yes.
Ball I cancer. Don't want to ask this question because you guys are just making fun of me. Ask the question.
I know if I should go with him.
Well, just don't do what a stranger says. Check it out with an adult you know.
Hey, is that Ironhide?
A stranger
can mean danger. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Swear to God,
oh, dude.
I swear to God, that's Ratchet.
Okay, dude. I just looked up Wild Bill on Wikipedia, and he does. Have a fucking sexy cookie duster.
He's the sexiest stranger you'll ever see.
He has, like in the picture on Wikipedia, he has his fucking aviator shades on. He has the fucking mustache. He has this like weird blue trimmed orange button-up shirt and this Australian hat.
Right,
and
I would
let him fuck me. That's a statement.
I love how these little kids are like, a stranger told me my mom was dead. I should believe him. And then Wild Bill shows up, who's also a stranger that they don't know. And he's like, don't listen to strangers. I'm so confused. Should I not listen to you or not listen to him?
Dude, his mustache is made of truth.
How is a Joe not a truth stash?
All right, well, this is a different PSA. This is the two kids are swimming in a lake right now.
Let's get out of here.
Lake of hopes and dreams.
Scaredy cat.
No, but you could be a dead
what the fuck is he doing in the water with them? Has he been there the whole time?
One of the deep six just came up from the water.
Deep what?
He's trying to give him the deep six, all right.
He'd been hiding under the water while these two kids are swimming in a lake.
He's going to give him the deep five on two.
Quick. Get your ass to shore, bitch.
At even the hint of a thunderstorm, get right out of the water.
Thanks, your advice is...
See, you little fucks, you'd have been dead. Well, and I would have been fucking dead.
Electricity just struck the water, and Deep Six looks fucking pissed at these kids. This is the last G.I. Joe PSA, and just for the record, this G.I. Joe's code name is Snow Job.
Of course it is.
Isn't that a sexual maneuver?
I think it is. I know
isn't
Snowball
it a snow
is.
Job when you freaking... come in a chick's mouth and then you make out with her?
You're talking about Snowball.
That's a snowball.
And Corey, of course, knows that.
Sorry.
You were quicker to correct him
than
I was.
Shut up!
Let's hear what Snowball's, or Snowjob's got to say.
Snowball. Hey, Joey, watch this! Hey, Joey! You're breaking my arm!
Which makes zero sense.
Why is he breaking his arm?
As he slides across the ice, it makes no sense.
You're breaking my balls here.
He busts his ass.
Whoa.
That sounds like something broke.
Here comes Snowball.
Snowjob! You got the Snowjob!
Remember, frozen ponds and rivers may not be totally frozen.
Instead of helping their friend, they just shove a stick at him and hope that he can pick it up.
He's skating on thin ice.
Literally.
Thank you, Snowjob.
I have an accurate definition of what snow job means in front of me right now.
You got Urban Dictionary.
Anyone care to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Wait, all right. Let me get the. I want to get a soundboard ready. Sure.
All right. Look at that girl's. Wow.
So
I love the. You know, so what is that? The funny T-shirts ads on the internet. Those girls always have fantastic
snork
chests.
Tees.
Red meat and titties.
Oh God.
Red meat and titties.
The ladies they put on.
So
there.
So according to a reputable source, a snow job is defined as when a girl does a line of coke off your erect cock. And then proceeds to give you a blowjob.
I thought that was a
I got
line.
The best snow job over Christmas break, man.
I thought that was a boner line.
It's a good definition. Yeah, boner line is when a dude does a fucking line of coke off a dude's cock.
Oh,
do
a
you
dude
know what,
has
to
do it for a boner line?
What's it called? Butt chugging. That's another one. That's
butt chugging?
Butt chugging is when you use like funnels to like get beer into your anus and you chug it through your anus.
What? And then you just hold it?
Oh, that sounds terrible. And then there's another one where you do cocaine with your asshole.
What? Like with a funnel?
No, like I forget what it's called. It's like ass blow or some shit like that.
I don't have any ass blow PSAs.
Man.
Well, now that we're on the topic of drugs, let's go to a drug.
Let's keep
PSA.
It wholesome, huh?
You guys.
All right, this is an anti-marijuana ad.
Hey, Joey.
Joey.
I got some stuff.
Joey,
stop.
What?
That wasn't me.
What is this from?
This is an anti-marijuana PSA, and there's a short kid in a high school, and a taller kid in a jean jacket runs up to him.
So this isn't like G.I. Joe or He-Man or Lion-O?
You'll find out what it's from in a second.
Wait, before we start this PSA,
are you still on Urban Dictionary?
Can I define butt chugging to all of you? All right.
That's snort
butt chugging,
awesome.
As defined by this reputable site I am on right now. Butt chugging is defined as having an intoxicant enema. The main purpose of which is to bypass the vomiting reflex, though it also causes the active ingredients to be absorbed faster for more fun and greater tissue damage. Apparently, Mayan priests used to do this with a mixture of alcohol and powerful tropical hallucinogens. And the ones who survived often had strange insights, now sadly lost out.
Strange insights like, I'll never do that shit again.
Wasn't that a South Park episode when they ate through their ass?
Yeah, and shit out of their mouth.
If you were to use it in a sentence, a good sentence to use it in would be, could we possibly come up with something to do apart from butt chugging this weekend? My roids are acting up.
Wouldn't the equivalent of vomiting just be like shitting out everything that you just inhaled through your butt?
Like, maybe. Do you think that's an actual like real practice that people do?
I'm sure people have done it, yeah.
I just can't see that just not coming out like a bucket of water tipping over.
All right, well, we have a topic for next episode.
My ass just threw up.
All right, before we continue, I just want to point out that the only one who doesn't have a good idea about what to do when someone comes up and tries to sell you weed is Michelangelo. Because
really?
He's
the party dude.
Yeah, of course. Listen to what his solution is when someone comes up and tries to sell you weed.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that
smart. Let me rewind here.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real. Get a pizza.
Get a pizza is his. That's his solution when someone tries to sell you weed.
You got it. Peaches. Let's see if Joey's that smart. Huh? I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
I don't get it.
He
Fuck him. Don't fuck with Joey or ever try to just give him three joints. He just tried to completely give him. He didn't ask for any money. Just when I was a kid, I swore that I was going to grow up and people were going to constantly force drugs on me. That's what I assumed was going to happen.
Well, doesn't it happen?
Yeah, kind
of. I grew up in a stingy
coffee
high school.
Is a bit of a drug.
All right, so
in my time, I've realized that alcohol is a drug.
All right, we'll do one more. I got one more drug one. This is probably one of my favorite PSAs ever. You guys probably remember this from when we were kids. So the father walks in. He opens this wooden box full of pot.
Marijuana.
Some sort of generic drug.
Which isn't that bad anyways.
Well, chronic. You know, it looks like a little bit of hydro. Probably some purple kush.
Let's hear what his father has to say.
We don't know anything about that stuff.
It's yours?
No,
I'm... Your mother said she found it in your closet.
I don't know. One of the guys...
Is he Uzbekistani?
Look, Dad, it's...
Where did you get it?
Here comes...
Dad,
this,
answer me.
Here comes the major part.
Who taught you how to do this stuff? You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
What the fuck are you talking about, kid? I've never smoked in my life, you little bastard.
So is it cigarettes or marijuana?
It's just generic drug. I think it's weed, clearly. But
so how would he...
Parents who use drugs have children who use drugs.
Why? This that makes no sense.
Our kids are going to be drunk as fuck.
The father is the most uncool-looking father you will ever see. To picture him just...
Who taught,
like,
you how to do this stuff, huh?
Sitting back and, like, smoking on his bong while his kid's in the corner, like, dropping his teddy bear, just so flabbergasted that his dad smokes up. I love that commercial so much. You guys don't remember that commercial?
No, but how would you not know your kid's watching you smoke up?
Exactly.
It's just asinine. All
right, so I guess that...
I feel PSA money could have been better spent on something else, like more child molestations.
I look for more child molestation, but...
Why? Like alcohol.
My computer froze up on me and the FBI burst in.
Any alcohol PSAs?
I looked for alcohol PSAs, and most of them were all visual.
Really? You know why we're doing 8-bit proof?
Because
there were no alcohol PSAs when we were little. Look where we were at. 8-bit proofing.
We started with Mike's Hard Lemonades, and now we're here.
Oh, my God. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Delicious.
Mike's Hard Lemonades, just like... Goodness. They were like a cancer to your stomach.
Why don't they just...
It was like a napalm
in high school.
Napalm going off in your stomach.
Those are seriously high school...
They're delicious.
Targeted.
If Mike's Hard Lemonade was the only alcohol PSAs would have worked on me.
I wouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Those were the only alcohol.
Exactly.
Instead,
I would have done Coke.
There's delicious, delicious whiskey.
Welcome back, bitches. 8-bit proof.
Like a motherfucker.
All right, so let's get to the media money shot segment.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Boom, shakalaka.
Let's get to it when my computer works.
Folks,
oh,
don't.
Yeah, dropping fucking loads.
Boom, there
that's
it
right.
is.
Dropping fucking loads of money. All right, we're going to tell you where to drop your loads of money. And this isn't about video games. It's about all things that we think you guys would be interested in, because we're interested in it, and we're invested in geek culture. So, Roger, how about you go first? Well, should Roger go last? Because he clearly is going to have the biggest...
Roger should always go last.
He's got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, he always has a lot to talk about.
I know you, I'm not making funny. I know you have a lot of comic books you want to recommend.
I do have a lot of comic books.
You should read Wolfman 12.
I don't know. No, let one of these guys go first. Francis go first.
Okay, Francis, go ahead.
All right, go for it.
I'm not Green Lantern Comics, Geoff Johns.
Is it Geoff Johns or Geoff Johns?
It's Geoff. It's Goff.
Don't be jealous, because he's a great writer and he doesn't write
he
Batman
is not
comics.
A great, he's not a great writer,
maybe,
Francis.
Maybe Batman have a little more pop,
Geoff
little
Johns,
more action.
Geoff Johns is mediocre at best.
I don't know my city so
mediocre
well.
At best.
The city knows me.
There'd be more rings.
He's a fluff writer, Francis. He's a fluff writer. When
comics aren't real books anyway.
When a comic book company needs a safe writer that can write a fucking little, like, action movie like Terminator or something like that, they call Geoff Johns.
Oh, so, you know, I go into comics looking for
when they
drama.
Need somebody who really
deep,
knows what they're talking about, they call Geoff Loeb.
You should go into comics for that.
Yeah?
You're not reading the right comics.
I go to a library or a bookstore for that.
Let's stifle the hate for 2 seconds. I know it's hard not to all hate each other and argue, but what do you recommend?
I recommend that you read Green Lantern by Geoff Johns.
what was the last Green Lantern comic you read by Geoff Johns?
There's nothing wrong with Comicsology.
I'm actually currently reading The New Dead Wardians by Dan Abnett, who is also a phenomenal writer. He did writes for Black Library, Warhammer 40K.
Is it a comic
books.
Book writing?
Yeah, it's a comic book. The last one I read was number 8.
Number 8, huh?
Let's see what else we got. I don't know if I have any else from Geoff Johns here.
This is going well.
He came prepared.
I don't know, but you know what? Because comics isn't my number one. I'm going to talk about...
Is that a Deus Ex comic you had in there, Francis?
Yes, it's excellent. You should read it.
Did that comic have choices?
Well,
turn to page 3
if you
want.
Was there really a Deus Ex comic?
It's in there.
There really is a Deus Ex comic? Oh, man.
Adam Jensen.
And of course, I'm reading it.
Straight low-talking his way through
Francis,
a comic
Francis, can
book.
I ask you a serious question?
When you read that comic, when, you go, ugh, talk like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, when you read Adam Jensen's dialogue, you're like, I have so many moral choices to make.
Can you tell me why he talks
do
like
I
that?
Get because he's a douche.
Ugh. Did you play the first Deus Ex?
Never. He's a douche.
Kind of sounds like the guy from the first Deus Ex.
He's a douche.
Whose name is?
He's a douche. No one cares about the first Deus Ex in this
Johnny
room.
T.
Wow.
Smoker, because he's got a... Oh,
wow.
Well,
nobody cares about the first Deus Ex.
Correct.
No,
wow, that
no,
was a groundbreaking
correct
game.
Roger doesn't care about the
Francis
first
Deus Ex. Watershed, if you will.
Do you have anything else to recommend besides
I
the
haven't recommended
Green
anything, actually.
So you recommended Green Lantern
you
by Jeff
if
Jones.
If you guys would stop talking over me, it'd be fantastic. So I'm going to recommend places not to spend your money.
What?
Like,
okay.
Ooh. As in PlanetSide 2, which is releasing on November 20th, is a free-to-play shooter.
So it's not worth it to play, even though it's free?
Free.
It's free to play. You don't have to put any money into it.
I thought you were recommending...
I get it now to not spend your money. Yeah, okay. And then there's also Star Wars The Old Republic, which is going free to play in November as well. But places to put your money into? Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition.
No.
And, yeah.
It's a PC game.
And if you're watching TV, Arrow is pretty good.
Boom.
And, yeah, for paid money games...
That's it.
I can't think of anything that's coming out in November.
Is it safe to say that you would be a man that would recommend XCOM?
I already did like 8 times in the previous podcast.
Really? There's no video games you'd recommend
I can't think
coming
of
out in November?
There's nothing
PC.
I can think of in November.
November's a dry month.
Yeah, it's
as
pretty,
far as
it's
video
pretty
games
bad.
Go.
There's nothing coming out. But in December is Far Cry 3.
Boom. I already have that ordered.
And if you like video games with choices and
yes.
know, going how you want to play the game,
yes.
Hitman.
Really? Absolution. That's the game you're going to use to describe choices?
Yeah, you can, you know, Jesus depending Christ. On how you kill the guy.
What do you have to recommend for
what
this,
do I have to recommend?
This
upcoming,
first round of
medium shot. Well, I'll recommend what I did this month, which is I pre-ordered Aliens Colonial Marines, even though it doesn't come out until February of next year. I bought the whole thing. $100 collector's edition. It comes with, like, the statue of, like, Ripley with a loader kind of deal. What? Francis. Don't talk under me.
What else do you get in the ultimate?
I don't even know. I couldn't even see. I just came up on recommended under Amazon. Oh, wait. I wasn't supposed to go to Amazon ever again, was I? But it was $10 off because they owed me $10.
You can't stay away from Amazon.
Dude, Amazon's a good site. Just because
you had
one bad experience.
Listen to what they did, though. I bought it, and they were like, I paid for one day shipping because I was like, not getting burned by these assholes again. The fucking 5 day shipping. Not going to fuck me on like a day one release. And I paid $10, right, for the 1 day shipping. And then like... The day off, like 2 days later, they're like, hey, your purchase qualifies for same-day delivery. And I'm like, what? So do I still have to pay $10? I don't know if I have to pay the $10 anymore, but I'm afraid to change the shipping because I might lose
you
it.
You qualify probably because you paid the $10.
Don't act like you haven't had a bad experience at Best Buy or another retail store.
Never.
Well, okay.
Really?
Did you buy a TV recently that just shit the bed?
It wasn't Best Buy's fault. It was Samsung.
They sold you the TV.
And then like the 8,000 Microsoft controllers that are broken. Oh, and I have my other recommendation.
Oh, it is
Halo 4.
Before you, how much
controller.
Did Aliens Colonial Marines cost you?
$100.
Okay.
100 beans for the collector's edition with big ass box. And it comes with like a steel book kind of thing, like a case. The Halo 4 limited edition Microsoft controller. Excellent. Clear plastic. Corey's got a opaque boner over it.
Yeah, I am a little jealous of it. I'm gonna
clear
I'm gonna admit
plastic,
it.
Clear gray plastic controller with like a white electronic board and like the LEDs and the Xbox logo are bright blue and it's got the UNSC logo. It's
so what is
fucking
what is bright blue?
Francis.
Is it the light?
What is it?
What's bright
blue?
Blue
is the Xbox
it's
logo,
not,
the
so
circle.
So it's not green anymore?
No. Straight up
very
blue
nice.
Shit.
I walked into his house and I saw his controller and my dick went. That's exactly what happened to my penis as soon as I... It's clear. Like, whenever you can see the electronics through the plastic, like the old the Game Boy Color that
it's
was...
like having
totally
X-ray vision.
Like, it's awesome. I don't know why I like that so much, but...
Like having a superpower.
I am jealous of it. Roger, do you want to go next?
I'm going to stick to comic books on my...
don't do it.
...media money shot and what I've read lately and what I would recommend you to read.
Don't read anything he tells you to read.
No, that's foolish.
Don't shoot down his media money shot.
So I strongly recommend you give Jeff Lemire a consideration. Huh?
I said money? I was just... Sorry.
Yeah,
I forget it.
Well, I'm not sure how that works.
Who is Jeff Lemire?
And who is that guy?
He's an author or a writer because Francis is here and he probably will make fun of me if I say author because, you know, comic book writers aren't literature
they
at
aren't.
All.
They aren't.
Writer of
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
They're like a third of a real life.
He
writer.
Is on Animal Man right now for the DC's New 52, which is fantastic.
Is that about
fantastic.
Animals?
Is a guy like an is he a man?
He's a man that has animal powers.
Does he have yes. the powers of an animal? Yes.
Does he have a lot of pets?
Yeah, wow. Like,
what
it's
is
weird.
This? Is he a fish? Okay,
he does not have a lot of pets.
Is he a zookeeper?
He goes into the...
I have a serious question. Yes. Can he turn into animals, or does he
cannot
the,
turn into animals.
So he has the power?
He goes into... So
is
he's
he
like
a brutish man?
I believe they call it the life force. I can't remember what they call it, and I feel bad that I can't remember what they call it in the comics. I wish I knew what they called it, but I'm going to call it the life force.
You could call it the chi.
And he can go in, and like if an animal's close by, maybe a 1 mile, 5 mile radius, he can take the powers of that animal. What that animal can do, like a crow, he can fly or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So he's the dry land version of Aquaman.
I follow you.
It's contrived.
It's a very, very good comic book.
I don't doubt it.
It rivals Grant Morrison's run on Animal Man.
That sounds like a gimmick.
Yeah, it sounds like a gimmick. Yeah.
Great. Anyways, Jeff Lemire, he also just recently wrote The Underwater Welder, which was a fantastic novel.
Tell me more about this.
Novel.
Underwater Welder?
Yes.
So he's a guy that welds
very
oil?
Good. Yeah, I strongly recommend The Underwater Welder.
Is a portion of
is
that?
There any way, is there any way that we can have a segment where we don't shittle over each other?
No.
Is there any way that we can do that?
But
where we have to take away from somebody else.
He does it all the time.
He does do it all. I agree. But I would love for this show to just all of us to be positive for like.
Right, okay. Is there a portion of the underwater welder where he's welding underwater?
Let me get this done.
Is he laying pipes for BP?
Strongly recommend The Underwater Welder. Strongly recommend that. Strongly recommend Flex Mentallo.
Flex
Mentallo.
What? Say that again.
Sounds like a superhero.
Cornflakes Mentallo.
Cornflakes.
Man of Muscle Mystery, written by Grant Morrison. Art done by Frank Quitely.
Is that a DC comic?
Yeah. I don't know what it first was released on. It might have been Vertigo, but the hardcover edition that was released this year was out on DC's imprint. It was fantastic. A lot of fourth wall breakage. Very good.
Jesus.
The man who's laughing right now's favorite superhero is the Green Lantern. The
Green
Lantern.
I've heard of him. Not
who
like
makes,
underwater
who makes,
welder.
Who makes
or,
constructs.
Or cornflakes
who makes constructs out of green fucking light. This is the man who says that comic books aren't real literature because he reads the Green Lantern. Because Green Lantern's garbage.
Wait, can we,
you know why
okay,
Green Lantern's
wait,
garbage? Because Geoff Johns.
Wait.
Please go ahead, Francis.
So
please,
underwater
please.
Welder.
Wait, can I take a consensus
how do you
here?
Spell it?
Can I take it?
Hold on. Hold on.
Can I take a? Can I take a consensus here? I just want to take a quick consensus out of the apron-proof panel.
Francis has lost it. That's a consensus.
I'm gonna take a serious consensus. Okay, so let me get this going here. I'm not saying every comic book is a serious work of literature. But I want a yes or no.
That's A plus X you're talking about.
Would you say sure. that comic books should be considered as literature?
I don't want to.
No, just quick yes or no.
I don't want to go down this path.
We're not going to argue. Just yes or no.
Why yes, we are going to argue.
No, we're not. I promise.
A, I haven't gone yet for Media
okay,
Money Shot.
Okay, but I still got a couple more things.
And B, we haven't even got to the listener segment.
Yeah, but I have a couple
I still
more
got
things.
A couple more things.
If these fools weren't arguing over me, I would have been able to finish this by now.
Did a third grader draw this?
It's excellent.
You couldn't draw that.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah.
It's literally underwater welder.
Okay, why don't you douchebags read it and then come back at me?
Look, it's literally called Underwater Welder. And the first comic, he's like at a lighthouse near the water.
I refuse to read anything that isn't a mass market production.
It's a fucking excellent... Whatever. This isn't for you. This is for our listeners. I strongly...
This is for those of you out there with taste.
So
this
Flex
is the 1998 Chianti we're trying to feed to you. And these fools are drinking Rialto from a box.
So,
Riunidi.
The Underwater Welder, Flex Mentallo, Man of Muscle Mystery.
I'm in your corner as far as reading new comic books, but that is a mouthful of a
I will let
title.
You borrow it, and you read it, and if you come back to me and say it was awful...
I'm not saying it's awful, but that is a bad title.
No, if you read it, and say it's awful, I will never talk about comics again on this podcast. That's how confident I am in that book.
If that's something I wanted,
Flex
I could
Mentallo
just
and the Underwater Welder, is that the name of the comic book?
No.
Those
okay,
are
besides those two, I also recommend Trans Metropolitan by Warren Ellis.
These are all comic books, right?
Yes. Derek Robertson, who is also the artist on a new comic series called Happy with Grant Morrison, which is phenomenal.
I've heard good things
yes,
about it.
Yes, it's very excellent. I recommend those trades. Obviously, start with one because you'd be stupid not to. And
what if you hate the number one?
Huh?
What if you hate the number one?
Then don't read it anymore.
Can I go, and, or do you have any more comic books to talk about?
And also read Cloud Atlas, the novel, before you go see the movie, because I'm sure the novel's going to be 20 times better.
All right, and before we close before we close Media Money Shot, I just want to say, go, if you haven't bought any of the Batman movies, the Nolan Batman movies, you can buy the entire trilogy on Amazon, on Blu-ray, for $30 on Amazon now. It's like $29.96.
But if you didn't own the first two movies already,
the third one
you're basically spending $30 on the last movie.
No, it's a pre-order. You get it right now. Okay. I think it comes out in
February.
February.
Either way, you get all three movies on Blu-ray for $30, which is a really good deal.
Does anybody have the DL on when the Dread DVD is coming out? I haven't seen that. And I want to see it.
Just left the theater.
Like in September. It was only up like 3 weeks.
That, and if you read comic books but haven't for a long time because you don't have anywhere to store them, check out Comixology because it's so fucking worth it.
Yes. Available on iTunes. I don't know if it's available on Android.
Yeah, if you don't enjoy the art of artwork.
Android, I read Comixology all the time, so it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, if you hate the artwork.
Comixology.
The artwork's right there.
Yeah, digitally.
So?
So what if a storm comes? And it knocks out the internets.
Yeah, you download them to your phone or your iPad.
What if water hits your phone or iPad?
What if water hits your comic book collection?
You hold it above your head.
There's a record of
you could hold your phone above your head.
There's a record of your purchases, and you can re-download it again for
quick
free.
Little side note. The world ends, the server explodes.
Then you're dead, and it doesn't matter.
You still have your physical copies.
You come back as an Eldar.
I understand being hesitant to jump to it, but it's so worth it.
Quick little side note. Title of the review for the underwater welder.
Underwater. Oh my God.
The underwater
BP does not approve of this.
The underwater welder is an early contender for this year's best comic book. Thank you.
So stupid.
It's better than Batman.
I heard it's about welding underwater, and I don't want
anything
to do
with that. So if I
want to
learn how to lay pipes underwater, I should read the underwater welder.
I love comic books. You should read Manhattan Projects. That's an excellent series.
Roger,
about Ninja
Turtles. What time are we on? What time? IDW's Ninja Turtles is awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
IDW's Transformers,
24
so awesome.
Minutes, just about.
Okay, we have to stop. We got to move to this FAP segment. All right, so now it's time for our last segment, the FAP segment.
You should have just...
It's like a mayonnaise jar. Went bad.
Make that jelly.
All right, so we're going to start the FAP segment this time with the QUI, the question under the influence. And I'm doing the question under the influence this week, right?
You are.
All right, so...
I concede to you.
What would be, in the realm of gaming, what would be a guilty pleasure of yours? Something that you know is bad, you know is awful, really isn't defensible regarding it being a good game, but it's just something you love doing, something you love playing. What would be a guilty pleasure of yours?
Tranny porn.
That's terrible.
Wait.
No,
talking about video games?
You've gone. Yeah. Now it's Susie's turn.
Oh,
tranny porn. Do you have a video game related guilty pleasure? Need some thought time on it. I have one. I can go so people can.
I got to think on this.
All right, mine is the 3DS Street Pass. I love it so much. It's stupid. All you do is you keep the 3DS in your pocket, you walk around, and it's like a pedometer. You get steps, which I'm also obsessed with. I don't know why. You walk around, and if you walk by somebody else with a 3DS, you get them on your 3DS, and you can use them in like a little Final Fantasy-esque battle, or you can get puzzle pieces, and you can collect different hats for your Mii. And I love doing it. I check it every day. I play it every single day. I love it. I don't know why, but...
Hey, to each their own.
Yeah, that's my guilty pleasure. I had it in my pocket all day, but I took it out. I didn't bring it here because I already had like 5,000 some steps. So that's my
congratulations.
Thank you. I made it to 1 million already. I broke 1 million steps.
Oh wow, awesome! Congratulations.
Thank you.
My guilty pleasure comes to you courtesy of Handsome Joe. Not sure. I would say Splatterhouse for Xbox 360.
Really?
Obviously, I mean. Obviously, that game's not going to win any Game of the Year awards.
No.
Or Gaudy Awards, if you will.
The titties in it were good.
It was titties?
I loved that game. Mm. It was fantastic. I loved just the gore, the horror aspects to it. It was in my wheelhouse. I love horror movies. I love titties.
Titties were just awesome.
Even though you know it was game.
It wasn't a bad game.
It was
a mediocre game.
I would say respectable video game people would call it a bad game. But I'm not ready to call it a bad game.
Well,
it was fun. I had fun playing it. But if I was at a conference of video game people and they were like talking about Metal Gear Solid and stuff, I probably wouldn't bring out Splatterhouse.
No. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like a
Like, I wouldn't bring out Splatterhouse in public. I wouldn't be like, I love that game. Unless, like, eight other people agreed with me. Like, eight people would have to say,
I love that game.
You see a
guy in a Splatterhouse t-shirt, you go up to him, like, he's
yes!
Like, it's up, man. You like Splatterhouse? Like, yeah, man. I love Splatterhouse.
There's an 8-bit proof shirt.
Yeah. Oh. So that's my guilty pleasure, Splatterhouse.
All right, either of you guys?
No 8-bit proof for you.
Oh, man. Other than, you know, apparently. Any console game for Francis.
Apparently, Green Lantern is a guilty pleasure of mine.
Other
we're
than
talking
that,
about video
games.
Video games. Just
oh,
video
sorry.
Games.
I have to go with Dragon's Dogma since everybody hated on me at the 24-hour podcast about it. But yeah, it's okay, but I still love playing it.
Why?
I don't think Francis gets what a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
is.
Didn't Dragon's
Dogma get like rave reviews? No. Oh really?
I don't think it did.
It got mediocre.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, mediocre
sorry.
Reviews.
There's nothing more embarrassing than Dragon's Dogma, like a game that you really, really love, even though you know it's
Minecraft.
Not a very good game. No, yeah, because nobody on the internet loves Minecraft.
All of the internet loves Minecraft. I don't know. I mean, I guess I play these old school RPGs that are still 2D by Jeff Vogel. Avernum is one of them. I don't know.
That's not real.
I don't really have any. I only play good games.
Oh, wow. There it is.
Wow.
There it is. Right. That's what we were waiting for. Francis, Francis's guilty pleasure is being a pretentious douche.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I can't think of anything. I don't have my Steam list in front of me.
Swing
it to Joe.
Maybe I'm with Francis on this. I don't have any guilty pleasures. Everything I do is awesome.
Congratulations.
High five.
I'm not ashamed of anything that I do.
Congratulations.
Especially the tranny porn.
So is it a dude and a chick, or is it two dudes?
Francis, don't ask the questions you don't want the answers to.
Is it a dude not knowing, and then it happens
Francis,
to know?
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
It's chicks with dicks, man. Right. How can you go wrong?
The best is a tranny smashing a girl, because it's really just normal porn.
So two of us.
Except the dude has tits.
Two of us answered honestly on this queue.
Yeah.
No, I answered honestly.
The other two were on their horses, fucking high
We
and
put
shit.
Ourselves out there, and what did we get?
Yeah.
We got nothing.
No, I answered honestly.
This is our segment that's for this episode is going to take the place of an FMK. This is Versus, where it's two of anything versus each other, and we decide which one wins. So each of us is going to come up with one object, I guess, just a noun.
And each of us is going to be paired to another person, and we've decided the pairings are going to be the same as the select difficulty game we played earlier.
All right, so it's me and Susie, Roger and Joe. Why don't you two go first, because I don't have something.
Okay, so who do we decide says our object first?
Joe.
Steamboats.
Versus?
The B-Shield from Borderlands 2.
That's fucking stupid.
Come on.
it's been said.
That's
all
fucking stupid.
So,
Joe,
which one wins, Steamboats or the B-Shield?
Steamboats obviously win. Fucking, haven't you seen Porky's? That steamboat that they had, the riverboat?
Yeah.
Come on. All kinds of shit was going on in Porky's with that riverboat.
The B-Shield allows you to kill bosses. I beat Terramorphous by myself today.
Yeah, you farmed it.
With the B-Shield.
You farmed it out.
With the B-Shield.
You farmed
That's
it
all.
Out. You Can weren't giving it, though. You
oh, God.
You stole it.
I didn't steal the B-Shield.
You stole it from farming. You were fucking old McDonald over here.
Yeah, Hunter Hellquist. I farmed him twice. Got the B shield. A level 50 B shield. For all you don't know, level 50 B shield has amp damage that does 51,000 additional damage to the damage that your weapon has.
So it plays the game for you.
Are you finished? Yeah.
Yes,
is
basically.
It the girlfriend
it's
mode?
Like, yeah.
It's the girlfriend
I guess you
shield?
Could call it that. So I'm pretty sure the B shield would take out a tugboat in two shots.
It wasn't a tugboat. It was a steamboat.
Steamboat, whatever.
Okay, so you say a steamboat wins?
Yeah, steamboat fucking
And the B shield wins. Hands down, no doubt.
Steamboat kicks the shit out of a B-Shield.
Can Susie and I weigh in on this?
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I would say a steamboat would have to win because the steamboat has been more... It's provided humanity a lot more...
Humanity. Did he say humanity? He said humidity.
You ass.
I thought I was the one who says words stupid.
Maybe you should take that fuzzy fucking hat off. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I got mad because you came at me.
Don't come at me, bro.
I think a steamboat would win because it's served humanity a lot better than a B shield.
Humidity?
Well, give the B shield a couple more years.
Maybe the B shield will take people up the Mississippi in a couple of years.
Please.
But until
who
then,
who needs to go up the Mississippi when you can go down to Mississippi?
I don't know. Thousands of people every year. What is sushi?
I'm gonna
think?
Have to go with a steamboat. You know?
Oh,
without the steamboat, how would the southern economy be?
Yeah, I would expect
they need that to fund.
economy. I would expect two people who haven't leveled up their characters to go with the Steamboat.
Mm. All right, so officially, 8-bit proof has declared that
75% of 8-bit proof.
And without
declared.
The Steamboat, you wouldn't have that Steamboat.
Steamboats
level
are more powerful than Beasting Shields.
You wouldn't have that first Disney cartoon with Mickey Mouse either.
Who gives a
Steamboat
shit?
Steamboat.
Yeah, you've never heard of Steamboat. B-Shield Mickey, have you?
You know why? Because the B-Shield would have killed Mickey.
Steamboats versus the B-Shield, Steamboat wins.
Right.
Because you guys are
chalk
fools.
It up for a win.
That's for the Steamboat. All right, next versus you and I. Do you have something
T-Y.
Ready to go?
I mean, I can go with. I don't know.
Just say a noun.
Francis, you're supposed to come up with something before.
Pizza stone.
Duct tape.
Pizza stone and duct tape.
Pizza stones versus duct tape.
Ooh, that could be. Yeah.
You can't make a delicious pizza. You can't have your woman make a delicious pizza on duct tape. You can't go, hey, get in the kitchen. Get that duct tape and make a pizza. Like,
I could find
happen.
A way to be sexist with duct tape. Hey, yeah. Hey,
not
duct tape,
drops.
Pizza stone.
It's between you two first.
Yeah, get on your fucking horse.
I obviously
start arguing the
I
benefits
obviously
of
choose
Steamboats.
Duct tape.
I obviously choose pizza stone. Do you guys tell us why?
Okay,
we just did.
Duct tape can be used for anything. You can use a pizza stone for making pizza. Duct tape can be used for any number of
can
things.
Can use duct tape to make pizza.
I could find a way.
Could you?
So
I don't know who you are.
So would you say that
how many hey, uses of duct tape would you say is better than eating a pizza?
How many uses of duct tape is better than eating pizza?
Yes, that's what I said.
That's an odd question.
It's not an odd question. Answer the question. How many uses for duct tape would you say is better than eating pizza?
If I needed to escape out of a prison and I could make a rope out of duct tape, that is better than eating a pizza.
Okay, how many times are you going to be in prison?
Whoa, we're talking about pizza stones.
You, know you may you be in prison if you use that duct tape to, you know,
pizza stones can deflect bullets.
Someone.
To rape somebody.
Yeah, rape.
I'm not going to rape anybody. I'm not going
to
rape
so
anybody.
Okay, so you probably won't go to prison.
This is going to be an offensive podcast.
I guess if I was a serial rapist... Okay. I would also agree that duct tape is more useful than a pizza
But stone. You're not.
No, but I agree with that guy that I just
okay,
made up.
Okay, but you probably wouldn't want to hang out with that guy. You'd
no.
probably prefer that guy to stay in jail.
That guy might like pizza, though.
Yeah. That's my I'm pretty sure everyone
stone.
Likes
he
pizza.
He might also be a pipe worker.
Okay, so I vote for duct tape. He votes for pizza stone. How? What do you guys think?
I'd go with a pizza stone all day. You can't even rape somebody without a full belly.
I am going to go with duct tape because, I mean, who cooks pizza on a pizza stone?
My wife.
Pizza stones are fucking fantastic.
Listen,
people.
You put pizza on
Bertucci's.
A fucking pizza pan and you cook it.
Yeah, they're
that's
good, but you
though.
Can cook pizza
yeah,
without a pizza
yeah.
stone.
It doesn't taste pizza as good. Stones are useless.
Doesn't taste as good.
To you.
Really, Francis?
I bet yes. they do.
Francis? My mom I've had multiple pizzas.
Yeah.
I've had pizzas from the kitchen of Mama Leone, and I have pizzas from the kitchen of... The Frenchie.
Are you saying the pizza?
Francis, have you had the pizza from Mama Leone's kitchen?
I have.
Okay, and
which
right
is
now,
Roger's
honestly,
mother, by the way.
It's pretty good.
Honestly, that's which pizza would you say
for
was
the
better pizza?
I haven't had your mom's pizza in a while.
But remember when you had it?
Yeah.
You were pretty much
I
fucking
was,
jacking
I,
off in front of my mother
I
about it?
I didn't. No.
No, you pretty much were.
No,
Francis, you were doing the
really
closest of jacking
pizza.
Off.
I don't think so. I think I asked if it was store-bought.
Is well, this DiGiorno?
Offensive. Huh?
That's offensive.
Yeah.
I think he asked if it was store-bought because he thought it was that good.
Oh, okay.
That's almost an insult, though.
Okay, so let's go around the table. Pizza stone, pizza stone.
Pizza stone
duct
all day.
Tape, duct tape.
Yeah, I don't right. even know what I'd use duct tape for, but I don't think pizza stones serve any
you
purpose.
Use it for everything.
They make pizzas with them, you
welding
please.
Pipes.
Kidnapping, raping, robbing a bank. You can use
who,
it for
what
anything.
Would you use duct tape for robbing banks?
You tie the people up.
Put it over your eyebrows.
I would just shoot them.
Well, I guess if I am in an aggressive mood
and rob
a
bank,
I will hire you.
I'm going in with... If I'm all right, robbing
so let's flip this beer cap to decide who wins.
Beer cap? Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a coin.
Which side is which?
Right, wait, which side is heavier? I want that side.
Shut up, Francis.
Choose which side you want. Do you want the hollow side here or the back side?
Back side.
All right, so Susie takes the back side.
Of course he does.
The backside is pizza stone.
Damn. Oh, duct tape
that's
wins.
That's bent. It's going to come up that way.
Duct tape wins.
Duct tape wins.
That's the backside.
Duct tape wins. So officially, 8-bit proof declares that duct tape is better than pizza stones.
It's never going to come up on that side. That was a loaded land on.
I let you choose.
Top down.
Shut up. Logic.
Oh, didn't mean to play that sound effect.
Well, that I did lose.
All right, so that's the end of our Versus segment. And if any of you listeners want to comment, tell us why we're wrong, tell us why we're right, or just let us know on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/8bitproof.
/ or /
Don't slash.
Does it matter? Right. Does it matter?
All right, Twitter. We're also on Twitter. Search 8bitproof and or put your comment in the post on blastmagazine.com where you're probably listening to this. So does anybody else have anything they want to plug before we end this episode?
iTunes, motherfucker. We're on it.
We are, yes. And please review us on iTunes. If you review us on iTunes, I still have, I think, 7 free codes for a month of PlayStation Plus. So if you review us
seven.
On iTunes,
seven.
You get a month of PlayStation Plus.
7.
Halo 4 looks good. And
Halo 4!
Our very own Corey Abbott will be doing the review. Please read it on blastmagazine.com.
Yeah.
Far Cry proof.
By the time this comes up, my review will be up, so read it or be square.
Far Cry 3 is coming out soon. First week of December. Excited. Far Cry 3 was a fantastic game. Only
Far Cry 3,
high hopes. Far Cry 2 was a fantastic
Far
game.
Far Cry 3?
Was.
Far Cry
it was 2 on the Vita.
Was a fantastic game. I can only assume.
Don't stare holes through me.
High hopes for Far Cry 3.
If you just stare at Roger long enough, you make him mispronounce
it. He holds the mic like Fred Durst when he's upset.
Go fuck yourself. You know what?
Roger's walking away from the table, so we should probably end this episode.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, please help us spread the filth on Twitter and Facebook.
Eat more red meat.
Fred Durst is a fucking cocksucker that can go to hell and fucking die.
All right, I'm sorry I said that.
Just want to break something.
All right, does anybody else have anything?
Break your fucking face tonight. Give me something to break.
Does anybody
else? He has a small cock, too. Remember when you took those dick pics?
I have
like
seen
a chainsaw. It was like a fucking 4-inch fucking not chubby.
I have
a fucking chainsaw.
Would I be a respectable citizen of the internet if I haven't seen those videos?
No, yet? You wouldn't. Fred Durst can go fuck himself.
It'd be like not
what
seeing
did you,
tequila
what did
again.
What?
Why would you look at...
Why wouldn't you want to look at another dude's cock? My ass just threw up.